around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, well, as our show theme music plays out across the nation to our 615-plus weekly stations for the second time today, welcome back to Hour 2 of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. It's now just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, March 21st, 2026. We're about to reconnect with chauffeur and Robert Niles as Mr. Theme Park Insider himself, Mary, is joining us.
He is indeed. And listen, the theme park sector of travel, it's certainly a major one. The founder and editor of Theme Park Insider, Robert Niles, has been appearing on this show with us since 2016. He's got his thumb on the pulse of all things involving theme parks. I'm going to leave it right there. Off to the show hotline we go to start the second hour of the show. Let's connect with Robert from his home base in the L.A. area.
Robert, good morning. 10 years. Wow. It's always nice having you back on the program with us. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Yeah, I was just doing that math. That is ridiculous. 10 years. I cannot believe it.
I mean, it doesn't feel like that, does it, Robert? That's amazing.
But happy anniversary.
Time flies when you're traveling and having fun, right?
Exactly right. All right, we're going to jump right into this. You know, the big news in the theme park sector of travel this week that occurred back on Wednesday, that's when Bob Iger was replaced for the second time as CEO of Disney. Mm-hmm. Josh DeMauro, he's taken the reins now. He has taken the reins. I actually worked in the same office as Bob Iger during my Disney ABC days. I don't know Josh, but he's certainly been groomed for the role. You know, he's been leading the Disney Experiences operations. Want to hear what's your take on the change that's happened now from Bob Iger to Josh DeMauro as Disney's leader and any expectations you have for him, because certainly Disney does not want a redo of what happened with Bob Chapek.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know Josh. I've known Josh for years, ever since he was president of Disneyland out here in the L.A. area. Obviously, since then, he's done a few more things, but he is so customer-focused. I mean, one of the interesting things, when he was announced and everyone ran with that news, you didn't see people publishing the same corporate headshot that they usually do when the PR department puts out the press release. Everyone was posting the selfies that they've taken with Josh over the years, because I swear he's taken a photo with every single person who's visited a Disney theme park in the last 5 years. So he knows his market. He knows his customers. He is so focused on that. And I think as they are looking at more direct-to-consumer initiatives throughout the company with broadcast and with movies, somebody who literally cut his teeth on customer service, direct-to-customer connections through the theme parks, I think I think he'll do a great job as CEO. And he is much more outgoing than Bob Chapek was. And I think that's going to be something that he really is going to draw upon and need as the CEO of the Walt Disney Company.
Well, Robert, thank you. I really love that anecdote with the selfies. That right there says a lot. So thank you for bringing that into that. So let's talk Six Flags. It's been in the news as well recently. Mm-hmm. They're offloading some of their regional theme parks, and a hedge fund is pushing for them to fire their chairman. Six Flags is a theme park operator. I mean, I grew up with Six Flags. We've respected them for years for the market segment that they serve. It does seem in recent years that they've lost the focus, or they seem a little mixed up to me. We can't get them on this show we've been trying to get leaders.
They run.
They don't want to talk. They run. What are some of your thoughts on what's going on there?
Well, remember, Six Flags right now is a combination of the old Six Flags and the old Cedar Fair company.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, actually, it was a lot of the Cedar Fair management that was in charge after that merger. And this wasn't really a merger that I think anyone really wanted to do. They had to do. Both these regional amusement companies got really squeezed during the pandemic. They had to take on a lot of debt. They were looking for a way to consolidate, streamline, and frankly try to recover from the debt that they were taking on during the pandemic. And I think offloading some of the smaller parks is one way that they're going to be doing that. But I think that there's still probably some streamlining, if you will, yet to come with the company. And it's just a rough time right now because, I mean, How do you promote a brand when you don't know what that brand is going to mean in 6 months or 12 months? You don't know which parks are going to be there, which parks aren't going to be there. I mean, there's some nice stuff coming to some Six Flags parks this summer. Tormenta Rampaging Run coming to the original park at Six Flags Over Texas. A really neat dark ride called Phantom Theater Opening Nightmare that's coming to Kings Island just outside of Cincinnati. So they've got some good things happening. And like you said, so many of us grew up with that brand. We know what that brand can be. I remember when Six Flags, they were a bigger theme park company than Disney. Disney was like, okay, kind of an after run. Six Flags was the place you wanted to be. So there's so much potential there waiting to be unlocked. It's just, how are they going to do it? You've got investors on one side asking them to do it one way, but you've got a lot of people on another side saying, you know, maybe this is the time to forget about big profits and payoffs for a little bit. We really need to invest in getting this brand back to where it used to be.
Well, and you think about, because they do have such a large footprint around the country, all the people they employ, they are very important to so many communities. I mean, I think all of us want to see a successful company, but you know, hopefully they'll figure that out. So, Rudy, is there anything that you want to throw out to Robert before we go somewhere else with him and then have to wrap?
Robert, just generally speaking, looking at the amusement park industry as a whole in America, is business trending down, up, staying the same? Are amusement parks as popular as they were once upon a time?
Oh, I think the popularity is there. The question is, can people afford to do it? Everyone is looking at gas prices right now going, is this going to be a tough year because people are bailing out of their plans to take a roller coaster road trip? I mean, Disney's in pretty good shape because people tend to book that way in advance. Everybody who's going to go to Disney World this summer has probably got their flights and hotels booked, so they're locked in. But people talking about, and again, we're talking about Six Flags, that discretionary, am I going to take a road trip this weekend to go ride some coasters? That's really dependent on where the price of gas goes this summer. And if it keeps going up, I think a lot of people in this industry are going to be very
well. You're Robert, your home state there of California, certainly they're going to feel it a lot more than, let's say, the Florida parks or so forth, or even Texas. But I agree with you on that. Really quick, we've got about a minute and a half with you right now. You know, maybe is there one or two special happenings occurring at theme parks around the country that you want our listeners to know about for this spring or summer?
I'll tell you, the thing I am most excited about this year is happening at Dollywood, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. They've got a great new ride coming called Night Flight Expedition. It is a mashup of about four or five different ride systems. It's a boat ride. It's a roller coaster. It's a drop ride. It's a dark ride. I am so looking forward to that. They haven't announced an official opening date for this, but we're looking probably late spring on that.
Well, Robert, you know what? I'm excited. We're going to have this show live down there in September. So that's good news.
You're going to have so much fun. I love that park.
Robert, you've just added to our enthusiasm for September. I appreciate that. Listen, always nice connecting with you.
Thank you.
Folks, if you want the best info on all things theme parks, you just got to go to themeparkinsider.com. That's Robert's website. You can connect with him directly, themeparkinsider.com. Robert, thank you for jumping aboard with us today. Our best to you as always, okay?
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Great having you.
Thank you. Take care.
Listen, Robert never disappoints me. Always brings
He's so knowledgeable. This is his business, and he's a great guy.
Listen, Rudy, I tell you, he is as comprehensive as they come in the business. So.
Yeah, and that drive down there in Dollywood, that new ride in Dollywood scares the heck out of me.
All right, when we return in 180 seconds, we're going to delve into ways to avoid travel fraud and make your travel safer. Stay with us.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why luxury hotels and luxury cruise ships invest so much in their beds. Stop sleeping on an old, worn-out mattress thinking it's okay. It's not, folks. Instead, make this move today. Do something that will actually improve your quality of life. Helix manufactures their mattresses right here in the USA. They ship for free directly from their facility to your door. They offer a 120-night risk-free happiness guarantee, so go take the 2-minute sleep quiz and save 27% at helixsleep.com/carry. That's C-A-R-E-Y. Or you know what to do, folks. Go to rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. But what if you're looking to lose weight and not interested in painful weekly injections? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N. And the results are remarkable. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Let's get you started with 20% off and free rush shipping at takelean.com with code CARRY. So you can add Lean to your healthy diet and exercise plan. Or, as always, find a link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from the theme park sector of travel to now travel fraud and smart, that's what's on the docket for these next 10 minutes, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Gary.
With spring break happening and Easter and Memorial Day travel coming, don't be one of the millions of travelers unprepared for the unexpected. Whether you're going to be on a long or short getaway, international or domestic, travel safe, travel smart, travel like we do with a plan from TravelGuard.com/Gary. They provide award-winning travel insurance with 24/7 emergency assistance.
You know, packing a TravelGuard travel insurance plan, it's smart travel. It really is, folks. It safeguards you against so many unknowns that can impact your travels. Buy direct, get the customized coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/Gary, or just go to RMWorldTravel.com, look under sponsors.
Okay, travel fraud is sadly a multi-billion dollar business that can impact any of us. Robert and I met anti-fraud professional Martin Beagleman during our big Let's Go America tour, Miami to Los Angeles with Regent Seven Seas, back in January. He's currently managing director and investigations practice leader at Sunhawk Consulting LLC, and an expert on fraudulent activity in general and in travel. Off to Scottsdale, Arizona we go via our show hotline to connect with Marty now.
Well, we are going to do just that, Mary. I'm glad we can make your appearance on America's number one travel radio show happen today, Marty. We enjoyed interacting with you aboard Regent Seven Seas Grandeur earlier this year. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it certainly is, and we appreciate it. We spent some time, definitely, when we were cruising together, so thank you for that. And you got to see this show live when you came to the live broadcast there, so thank you. By the way, it seems like you brought the weather from Panama back with you to Scottsdale. It's actually hotter in Arizona today than Panama. You're in the midst of this triple-digit heat already.
It was 110 yesterday in Arizona.
I mean, exactly. Oh, it's just a crazy period right now, what's going on. All right, since we met on a cruise, I'm going to start off there with you. Mary and I read the chapter in your book titled Cruise to Nowhere, Where Fraudsters Sell Too Good to Be True Cruises. You and your team have made some arrests, but this kind of fraud is still out there. I want you to share with our listeners tuned in across the country what a cruise to nowhere is and give some advice to our show fans so they don't make this mistake.
Absolutely. Now, this particular scam, supposedly the free 5-day, 4-night cruise to the Bahamas, has been around, you know, for decades in various forms. And what simply is that fraudsters contact you, whether by email, whether by a phone call, and congratulate you for supposedly winning a vacation cruise that is anything but free. It's highly misrepresented and often non-existent. Now, as you noted, I investigated and prosecuted these frauds, and they're still very much active today. The issue is that you're enticed with an image of a vacation on a cruise ship to the Bahamas and a stay in a luxurious hotel in Freeport, Bahamas. But there's undisclosed fees, there's taxes, and numerous other expenses that you're not told about. And most victims receive nothing but an unauthorized charge or charges on their credit cards. I always like people to remember, there's no free lunch.
Right. Good advice.
So I want to address a broad, but I think really important topic of security when we travel, situational awareness. Marty, I think sometimes when we travel, and I would say this would be for anyone, we tend to get caught up in all the sights and sounds around us. We're there to have a good time. And I think just naturally we become a little bit more vulnerable to theft. So give us some thoughts on that. And what kind of approach should folks take to be less of a moving travel target without having to become neurotic when we travel?
That's a great point, and I can't reinforce enough the critical importance of situational awareness when traveling. And remember, you know, while you're focused on enjoying the amazing places that you're visiting, criminals are just as focused on stealing your money, passports, cell phones, and other valuables. And so I always like to really focus on situation awareness is a key to crime prevention. So know the risks that exist in any travel destination you're considering. Now, this includes everything from street crime, such as pickpockets and robberies, but also to the more serious risk of kidnapping and terrorism that we see in some countries. So a couple of points for your listeners to remember. Check the State Department's Travel Resources site for travel advisories in any country you're visiting. Know the phone number and address of the U.S. Embassy or consulate in each country. Mm-hmm. Enroll in the State Department's Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. The acronym is STEP. And that allows you to register your trip abroad so the department, the State Department, can quickly contact you in case of an emergency in the country you're visiting.
Now, these are all good points.
That's excellent advice. Really, yeah, that's a great program.
And I'm thinking about the time, Mary. Remember Rudy? He was down in South America. He got squirted with mustard to distract him. And next thing you know, his phone, everything was so crazy. But good advice there, Marty. Appreciate that. We'll go this direction. You know, whether it's originating domestically or coming from somewhere overseas, online fraud, you know, it's a significant reason for the escalating increase in travel fraud. We certainly have listeners who will be booking a flight, you know, at some point online. Since Mary and I tend to fly in American Airlines the majority of the time, I'm just going to mention them and use them as an example. If someone wants to book a flight on American Airlines, but they don't go directly to their website, which is AA.com, and this is true, by the way, for going to any company's website and travel, if folks just simply Google it to find it, up will pop possibly fraudulent sites that are positioning themselves as legitimate sites, and then the trouble begins. Since some websites can look like the real deal, Marty, you know, what should folks look out for so they aren't scammed?
You know, unfortunately, as great as the internet is and as great as email is for communication, it's also a haven for fraudsters. And this only ties into phishing. I'm sure your listeners know that the term phishing, P-H, is a takeoff on the word phishing, F-I, where scam artists use tempting emails to lure unsuspecting victims to part with your PII, your personal information, passwords, other financial information. Be very careful if you do searches, because you can easily find a site, a website that's not legitimate. I always like, if you want, make sure you go directly to the site yourself rather than rely on maybe an online search. But with phishing, though, we see so many issues, especially with travel, because fraudsters will send emails or text messages that appear to be from reputable travel companies and offering amazing deals, but they're anything but that. For example, last summer, the TSA warned of a phishing scam that targeted pre-checked users. So a couple of things for your listeners to remember. Given today's environment of a constant barrage of phishing emails and phony sites, question every unexpected email and question the searches you conduct. Always independently check an email or a website. Don't click on any links in a phishing email. I'm going to repeat that. Don't click any emails included in unsolicited email. And look for the red flags in the wording of emails and also things on websites that may be suspicious.
Yeah, I agree with all of those points. And don't click.
I don't think we can hear that reminder enough. Yeah. I want to go back to something Robert mentioned. He mentioned our co-host Rudy had an incident. I think it was in South America.
It was
a distraction scheme. And thankfully, we've never been victims, but we've had some close calls, particularly in crowded areas when traveling abroad. But somebody spilled mustard on him and tried to help him get it off with like a towel or something. And it was just like one of those quick, fast scenes. And then they stole his phone.
It tried to seem helpful. Meanwhile,
and,
he's being,
you know, this is somebody who's traveled all over the world. So this can happen to anybody. Talk a little bit about that and how, I mean, you almost want to say you can't help a stranger when you travel. I hate to say that, but
it's a classic distraction scheme. I call it the ketchup mustard scam. A person will come up behind you while you're strolling maybe in a city square. You don't realize the person's behind you. They'll have a small packet of ketchup and mustard. They'll squeeze it on your back and walk away. Another person will approach you and say, hey, you have a mess on the back of your shirt or your jacket. And they will try to help you clean it off. And because you're distracted, the other person will return and pickpocket you. And this works. This is a classic distraction technique that works because you're focused on the urgent issue of the mess on your back and not realizing the true intent. So what I tell people, be aware that this scam occurs. Make sure your values are secure. Refuse any assistance that the person may offer you and walk away. And tied into that is, don't keep your wallet in your back pocket of your pants or side pockets of your jackets. Use anti-pickpocket bags on your body. And also use zipper locks to secure the zippers on your backpacks that you wear on your back.
Marty, I agree. And listen, in Rudy's case, he's a savvy traveler, no question. Yeah. And he was so annoyed that he fell for it because he knew about these things. But in the moment, you know, and we've had some scenarios where people would come up to our sons and try to give them a bracelet or tie something
on them.
Yeah,
and then demand money.
We had that in France.
Yep.
And but again, you just have to be aware. And the fact is, you know, hold your ground and be as wise to what's going on as you possibly can. Marty, really appreciate connecting with you. Good conversation. Good advice. I'm sure we will check in with you again at some point and look forward to catching up in person again aboard another Regent Seven Seas ship as well, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. Great advice. Thank you.
Stay cool out there, okay?
Thank
be
you.
Be well. Be safe.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Marty Beagleman, everyone. What a resource of firsthand information. Yeah. By the way, he also has a terrific book that you heard us mention in the chapter that Mary and I read. If you want to pick it up for yourself, it's called Faces of Fraud, Cases and Lessons from a Life of Fighting Fraudsters, and it's published by Wiley. It's a very good read. As we take this bottom of the hour break, IATDG is next. What is that? Well, that would be the International Association of Tour Directors and Guides.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/RMWorldTravel, or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This segment is sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Gary. Well, the March Madness sale is happening, and that means you can save 20% site-wide. You know, a great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. It's why the sleep you enjoy in a bed at a luxury hotel, resort, or top cruise ship can be heavenly. But a lot of us at home sleep on old, worn-out mattresses. So how about we help you change that this weekend and save you 20% in the process? Unlike other mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and then shipped directly to your door. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, which is why you won't get a better sleep than one on a Helix mattress. Plus, the Happy with Helix guarantee offers a risk-free 120-night sleep trial, customer-first experience. It's designed to ensure you're completely satisfied with your new mattress, so you have nothing to lose. We all need our sleep. And the ability to relax comfortably, and certainly one way to be more productive at work, have better overall health, and be happier in life is to get a good night's sleep. These mattresses have been awarded the number one mattress designation by GQ and Wired magazines, and are recommended by many leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine as the go-to solution for improving your sleep. So, save 20% at Helix, H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/carry, or find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, as travelers, we have so many sources of information to draw from as we plan a trip these days. Social media is rife with photos of almost every square inch of this earth. The internet makes booking all kinds of travel and tours fairly easy. There are suggested walking, hiking, biking, or driving routes online. Our next guest says even in this age of the internet and AI, human guides can be invaluable. Elaine Rodriguez is the executive director of the International Association of Tour Directors and Guides. She's a certified international tour director and a licensed New York City tour guide who's worked in the group travel industry for 16 years. Given my introduction, Elaine, listing the many sources of information for travelers, where do members of your association, tour guides, fit into the picture?
I mean, tour guides are incredibly important in this entire picture, right? Tour guides create connection. They create cultural literacy, or at least they help travelers understand where they are, what they're looking at, what's important. And so in the age of AI and social media and all of that, nothing can replace the passion, the storytelling, the cultural information that a tour guide and a tour director can provide.
And you also get, I mean, I've hired many tour guides in cities as a traveler. I mean, you have someone who knows everything, and you can ask all kinds. What does it cost to rent a one-bedroom apartment here? Where's a good pasta restaurant? You know, you can ask right there all those questions that that even AI may not know.
Exactly. And that's why AI provides information and guides provide connection with the place where you are. It's really important that can't be replaced.
All right. How do you qualify a guide? I mean, I live in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I've now lived here long enough that I could be a guide. I certainly could be a guide in Washington, D.C., where I lived most of my adult life. But am I qualified to be a guide? How do you measure that?
Here's the thing is, and this might surprise people, that in the U.S., unlike many countries where guides are highly trained and they're licensed, in the U.S., requirements vary greatly. And so in a lot of places, there aren't any requirements at all. And so one of the things that I would say if someone is interested in becoming a guide is check and see if you have a local guide association. People in guide associations are very passionate about creating a great experience. And so they tend to be really wonderful mentors to anybody coming into the guide industry. Also, find out if your particular city has any licensing requirements. Many do. DC, as you mentioned, does have a licensing requirement. You have to pay for a license. And in NYC, you have to take a test in order to get licensed. It's very different depending on where you are.
Mm-hmm. But how do I, as a consumer, know if someone has done those things?
Well, I would say the first thing that you should do, again, is if you're going into a particular place, a particular city in the U.S., let's say, see if they have a guild. If they have an association or guild, they're going to have a member directory. And so these are guides who are really invested on being great guides and creating a great experience. That's the number one thing that I would do. And the other thing, and this is something that people are already doing, of course, is looking at reviews, right? You've got sites like Viator who tour guides will put their tours on, et cetera, and take a look at those reviews. And are those reviews saying that it was a great experience? Not just that they had a lot of information, but it made them feel like a local. What did it make them feel? You want a tour guide that's going to create a great experience. So those are the things that you should start looking for.
And does your website provide any guidance in that direction? I mean, can I go to your website and find names of guides that are licensed in various places?
You will find some, yes. For tour guides who are members of IATBG, they have the option of going onto our public directory. We also have some of the tour guide guilds and associations on our website as well under resources. So that is definitely one way that you can look for guides.
That's very helpful. The website is IATDG.org. I'm going to mention that one more time because it's the initials for the International Association of Tour Directors and Guides, of which Elaine Rodriguez, our guest, is executive director. It is IATG.org. I think you were about to say something. We got about 10 seconds left, Elaine. Were you going to say something? I saw you take a deep breath.
I was going to say nobody can pronounce it. It's totally okay.
No, you have to spell it out. It's LATDG, LATDG.org. Yes. All right. Well,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
I certainly recommend in-person guides, even though we do have a plethora of places that we can research before a trip. And I appreciate your joining us and letting us know a little about the industry. Thank you, Elaine.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice to have Elaine in the house. Stick around. We've got more travel talk coming up. Don't go away.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. You know, we all want a security system that keeps trouble away, not one that just tells you something bad has already happened. That's why we say there's no safe like Simply Safe. And whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or your small business is always being looked after. They have everything you need to make your place safe. Even when you're busy, you're asleep, you're on a plane, all monitored 24/7 by security professionals, it costs less than a dollar a day. As a show fan, go to simplysafe.com/carry. You'll save 50%, or the other way to get there is just go to rmworldtravel.com. That's the show website. Look under sponsors.
As we head into spring, if you're craving fewer distractions and more focus throughout the day, give earbuds from buyraycon.com/carry a try. Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic is packed with upgrades. They've got active noise cancellation, multi-point connectivity, so you can pair with two devices at once, and a comfortable ergonomic design that stays put. These are perfect for refreshing your routine this spring. Go to buyraycon.com/carry for 20% off, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
Hear that? That's Mike. He took ZzzQuil Pure Z's, so now he's sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. ZzzQuil Pure Z's are fast-acting melatonin gummies with a complimentary botanical blend to help Mike get the sleep he needs to wake up refreshed and ready to conquer Monday.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's, just for sleep. Really great sleep.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, everyone. Robert and Mary here to share the news that we've partnered with Regent Seven Seas Cruises, and we want you to go experience for yourself exactly why they're so renowned for offering top-notch luxury ocean cruising that's unrivaled at sea.
Regent delivers the most inclusive luxury experience at sea with always included unlimited shore excursions, exquisite dining, including all specialty restaurants at no added cost, unlimited beverages, fine wines, craft cocktails, and specialty coffees, and unlimited access to the spa facility, free Wi-Fi, valet laundry services, and the list keeps going.
Besides their fleet of modern ships with more on the way, we appreciate the quality entertainment and enrichment experiences they offer on board, and all gratuities are prepaid, so you're never reaching for your wallet.
You'll be hearing us broadcast from their new Seven Seas Grandeur, and as part of our alliance with them, you can even come travel with us aboard Seven Seas Grandeur as well for a big Let's Go America tour in the Southern Med in October of 2026.
For more information, visit rssc.com/rmworldtravel or just go to our website, rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors, folks.
Happy travels, everyone.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion is sponsored by TakeLean.com. These days, you know, everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. Now, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? Well, we have an answer. That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, L-E-A-N, that you can buy now at TakeLean.com. The results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. And if that describes you, let's get you started at TakeLean.com. Use the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, to save 20% off. That's 20% off with code CARRY at TakeLean.com, plus free rush shipping. Or as always, find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, if you fly commercial flights, you probably heard discussions about whether you should trust the quality of water served or actually aboard planes generally. A new report sheds some light on that question, and our next guest is here to address that. Dr. Charles Plotkin's a public health and nutrition expert, and he's the founder and executive director of the Center for Food and Medicine and Longevity that has issued a 2026 airline water study. Dr. Plotkin, welcome to the show. First of all, I seem to recall airlines carry water in large tanks, and it some points, folks began suggesting that those tanks weren't being cleaned all that well, which is why more and more most airlines now serve bottled drinking water, or I know you recommend people do bring sealed water aboard for drinking. But you studied the water passengers use also in the lavatory and galleys and came up with some interesting findings, didn't you?
Yes, thank you, Rudy. Thanks for having me on the show. And you're exactly right. They use specialized pressure vessels, the stainless steel or titanium, and they're in the aircraft, usually like by the wing. And yes, airlines move to bottled drinking water, but here's what passengers don't realize is that the same tanks still apply to the coffee and the tea. The ice cubes are put on separately, but also when you're washing your hands, the very purpose of washing your hands in a lavatory is to avoid contamination, right? Contaminants. But we analyzed 3 years of EPA data. See, the airlines have to self-report every aircraft to the EPA. And we examined 35,600 water samples and the locations that were provided by the airlines about their aircraft. So we didn't just make this up and test the aircraft. The airlines did it themselves. And we found 32 cases of E. coli violations. That's confirmed fecal contamination and an overall 2.66% total coliform, which is sort of the precursor to E. coli.
Well, this is the most surprising finding to me, that because when you go in the lavatory of an airplane to wash your hands, you think you're washing your hands, but you actually suggest using an alcohol cleanser as opposed to actually using the water in the plane, right?
Exactly, Rudy. So using 60% alcohol or greater to wash instead of washing your hands. I mean, I have to confess something here that only you will know on this show, people listening, is that I fly Delta often, and since they were rated number one and I got a 5 out of 5, and I'm not being paid by them, just so you know, but I did start flying Delta in the last year, and I did wash my hands on a flight yesterday.
And you live to tell about it. Here you are today.
I live to tell about it. Yeah, well, I just sort of trusted Delta at that particular time. The worst offenders, Delta was the best, are American Airlines and JetBlue. American had 3 E. coli violations over the 3-year period. And that may not seem like a lot.
Doctor, you ran all those together, Delta, American, and JetBlue. Delta got the highest score, 5 being the highest rating,
correct,
along with Frontier Airlines, apparently. But then then American Airlines and JetBlue stand where?
At the bottom
of the safety list.
They got 1.75 out of 5 and 1.8 out of 5 on my ranking system. And some of the airlines come out with comments like, oh, well, we stand by what we file. And that's sort of ridiculous because they filed all this information. They don't even know about their own water filing system because they sort of claim like, oh, I made this study up. Meanwhile, they're filing this data every recording period. So American and JetBlue are the worst. And they had American Airlines had 3 E. coli violations, and JetBlue had 2. But just when you realize this, that any E. coli in your water system that's in a galley or a lavatory is horrific, right? And United, right, which wasn't ranked the lowest, had 6 E. coli violations. So I wouldn't wash my hands, drink coffee or tea on any airline, but I certainly wouldn't on American, JetBlue, and Delta, and United, excuse me.
Well, okay, so don't wash your hands in the bathroom. Use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. You don't mind drinking hot coffee or tea using the water, do you, because it's been boiled? I need a short answer on this one, doctor.
No. they're not necessarily boiled. If you get tea, it's tepid, just so you know, because I was a tea drinker, and that's why I did this study, because I used to get a stomach ache every time I drank tea.
All right. Dr. Charles Platkin is the executive director of, he's a founder and executive director of the Center for Food and Medicine Longevity. Doctor, thank you for joining us. More information at foodmedcenter.org. And we'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, with 90% of the show now complete, before your 2-hour travel extravaganza touches down for the day, today's J-Block is going to have Mary and me doing something that we haven't done on this program since June 2024. It's time for some travel deals of the week, folks, and we're sponsored by Colette.
Talk about travel deals. They are offering so many deals this weekend on travel, too many for us to share here in this segment of the show, but when you go to gocolette.com, just click on the deals button at the top of the website, you're going to find dozens of trips across so many regions of the world, including savings for solo travelers, so check that out. And And, you know, last hour during the email segment, I believe, Robert, I think it was Vicky in Arkansas who shared that she was going guided. And when you travel with Colette, they simply do it right. It's known as by travelers for travelers. And when you book a tour with Colette, that means you get to enjoy the wonder, the exhilaration of the destination, have all the fun without the stress, worry, and anxiety that can often come with coordinating complicated travel plans.
You're absolutely right, Mary. That was Vicky last hour that we did the emails with. Folks, listen, a leader in guided travel since 1918, Colette operates tours to suit every type of traveler. From small group tours and river cruises to destination jams, every Colette adventure includes terrific accommodations, dining, and transportation, plus knowledgeable tour managers, must-sees, and built-in free time so you can just go do your own thing. Don't sweat the small stuff. Let Colette do it for you at gocolette.com or go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors. All right, travel deals of the week, as we said. You teased that a little bit, Mary, about Colette. Mm-hmm. How about you start us off with some others?
Sure. So Amazon's big spring sale officially starts this Wednesday, March 25th, but there are a lot of deals that are actually up this weekend. Now, this is on all kinds of items, but as far as travel goes, for luggage tracking needs, Apple AirTags are 35% off for a 4-pack. And remember, the batteries in those AirTags are good for about a year, so if you need to replace them, this is a great time to do that. For your last-minute spring break travel clothes, there are hundreds of t-shirts, all kinds of brands on sale, shorts, all kinds of stuff for warm weather trips. And the best-selling Clark sandal, the Breeze C, this is a really well-structured sandal. It's great for walking in warm weather. It's $37 on Amazon this weekend, which is a great price. For you road trippers, Stanley water bottles are on sale. If you need a cooler, there's a wide selection of those on sale. And on the topic of road trips, with higher gas prices, our friends at Wallet Hub have a few tricks to save some money for you on gas. They've got some preferred gas credit cards. The Citi Custom Cash Card is their top pick, but the BP credit card is their top pick for gas stations, offering a rebate of 15 to 30 cents per gallon at all BP stations. And don't forget the app Gas Buddy, that shows you the cheapest gas near you in real time when you're out there driving.
All right, so I did not see you go on Amazon first, I have to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a big sale. Yeah. Big sale.
All right, Oceania Cruises. Now, you hear us talk about Regent Seven Seas Cruises, the relationship that we have with both cruise lines. And Oceania Cruises right now, that you're going to go to the website, oceanacruises.com. They're offering right now their spring sale event, up to 50% off cruises. This is for select 2026 and 2027 voyages. They also have reduced fares for solo travelers. And you can also book next year. They have their new Oceania Sonata coming. They just launched the Allura this year, but the Sonata's coming. You can book for that. I'm going to throw out as well, Avis. Maybe you are doing something last minute. You need a car. Avis, they're moving the fleet around the country and so forth. I want you to go look at spring savings right now, up to 25% off base rates. Get a free upgrade as well. Or I've seen a number of flash sales that they have going on out there, 30% off on top of already discounted rates. And that is because, again, they have to move their fleet around the country. Mm-hmm. So if you are a person doing something last minute, you can take advantage of that. Blue Compass RV, and the website for them is just bluecompassrv.com. 25 days from now, it's tax day. Well, they're running their tax refund sale, $98 for some of the RVs in their inventory. There are 2025s that are left over. They have to make room for the 2026s right now. But it's $98 a month that you're going to be able to finance and,
wow,
and pay for. And we're talking about the Class A, the gas or diesels, mm-hmm, the Class B, which are more of the van type, Class C, where they have the bed up over top of the driver. Some, you've seen those fifth wheel trailers, pop-up campers, truck campers, whatever it's going to be. So yeah, go check them out and see what you find that might suit you.
So, you know, Robert, we've witnessed the rise in river cruising firsthand over the years. And
absolutely,
with this, right, with this steady and gaining popularity, there are more and more new players in this space. But today I want to mention Avalon Waterways because they have a lot of deals going on right now. They have some really sweet offers. A lot of these booking windows will end in late April. Here's one example. You can save $3,000 per couple on select 2026 Avalon Waterways Europe river cruises. For solo travelers, single supplement is waived on select 2026 Mekong River cruise departures. That booking window actually ends December 31st this year. There's also some select 2026 Europe river cruises with single supplement waived. And there are other offers that give air discounts. I would highly recommend checking out AvalonWaterways.com. They have a lot of offers out there right now for this year.
And by the way, they're going to provide service very similar to what Regent Seven Seas that we talked about on the show. So go check those out. Hilton Grand Vacations, you hear us talk about them on the program. Right now they have flash sale going on. I guess my thing today is, are these flash sales going on this weekend?
I see a theme.
Yeah, $149, okay, for a stay. You got 12 months to use it. And we're talking about places in Orlando, Las Vegas, Myrtle Beach, Daytona Beach, Branson. We talked about that last hour. Williamsburg, San Diego, Park City, where we're going to be headed to in a couple weeks with the show. Chicago, Pigeon Forge, and a lot more. HiltonGrandVacations.com.
I have one more real quick.
Okay, real quick.
I have one more. So the semi-annual Caribbean sale sandals. This is a big sale, up to 65% off, plus $175 resort credit, plus one free night at select resorts. Go check out Sandals. Lots of good sales going on there.
Okay, so we covered a lot there today, Mary.
We did.
Folks, if you want to hear any part of today's two-hour live broadcast again by about 2 p.m. or so Eastern Time, the full broadcast will be posted on our website. You can get access at any time, anywhere, under episodes at rmworldtravel.com. That's it for the March 21st edition of the program. We'll keep you updated on travel happenings through our Monday through Friday daily travel commentaries that we do for our stations. Until we're back live next Saturday starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, special thanks to all the guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.